Welcome back to my podcast, The Story Reader, where I read a chapter of a story from my bookshelf. I post a new episode each Monday. I love reading, so I want to spread my love of reading to kids. Remember, we were on the book, Natalie the Christmas Stocking Fairy. Natalie the Christmas Stocking Fairy. And we were at they couldn't wait for their next journey, their next adventure with Natalie, but right now they had some Christmas pies of their own to make. So the next chapter is called The next story is called Snowflakes and Stockings. Snowflakes and Stockings. What a magical Christmas Eve, said Miss Walker, sipping her hot chocolate. Rachel and Christy were sharing a large armchair in the sunroom of their cottage. Together with their parents, they had been watching fluffy white snowflakes falling in the yard. The snow was shiny, icily in the moonlight. Inside it was warm and snug. Miss Tate had made hot chocolate with squishy marshmallows for everyone. Time for bed, girls, said Mr. Tate, smiling at Christy and Rachel as they drained their mugs. Santa will already be on his way. The girls felt shivers of excitement. Santa was flying through the sky on his sleigh toward them. They felt as if everything was just waiting for him to arrive. Even the snow lying on a blanket over the yard outside. I'm sorry that we couldn't find your stockings, said Mr. Walker. It's very odd. I'm sure I unpacked them when we got here. Now they're nowhere to be seen. It doesn't matter, said Rachel, trying not to sound disappointed. She had never had Christmas without stockings before. She and Christy had both had been hanging up special stockings since they were little. I bet Buttons had been chewing on them somewhere, said Miss Tate. Buttons' ears drooped as he left the room with the girls. Rachel stroked the soft fur on his head. Don't be upset, Buttons, she said. I'm sure you had nothing to do with the stockings disappearing. Just a pause from the story. Buttons is Kirsty's dog. I agree, said Kirsty, lowering her voice in case their parents could hear her. I think it happened because Jack Frost has stolen Natalie's magic items. Rachel nodded. They had helped the Christmas stocking fairy find her magic pie, but there were still two items missing. And only a few hours of Christmas Eve left. Time was running out. buttons gave a curious woof and darted up the stairs. "What's the matter, Buttons?" Rachel called after him, taking a step after him. Christy peeked through the open door of the living room. It looked cozy and peaceful. The tree was covered in twinkling lights, and the fire still dancing in the hearth, making the whole room glow. It was perfect, except for the bare mantelpiece. Somehow it doesn't seem like Christmas Eve without stockings. She said with a sigh. Rachel had been about to follow Buttons upstairs, but she turned around and stood next to her best friend. She slipped her hand into Kirsty's and smiled at her. "We'll make it fun, or with or without stockings," she said in a comforting voice. Suddenly, the girls heard a tiny scratching noise. "What was that?" exclaimed Rachel. "It came from the fireplace," said Kirsty, hurrying into the room. A sprinkle of soot came down the chimney. "Oh no." The fire died down. "Oh no," said Rachel, raising her hand to her mouth. "Do you think a bird got stuck in the chimney? I think we should go get Dad." "Wait," said Kirsty, grabbing her best friend's arm as she turned to leave the room. "I've got a funny feeling that is not a bird." Fire died down even more. Then the girls saw a tiny pinprick of light shining in the darkness of the chimney. Pause the story again. A pinprick is super tiny pinch of light. The light grew brighter and brighter, and then a fairy whooshed down from the chimney in a whirl of silver sparkles. "Natalie," said Rachel happily. "Have you found your other missing items?" "Not yet," said Natalie, her cheeks pink. "But I think I'm very close. I followed the two goblins all the way from Fairyland, and I think Jack Frost might have sent them here to hide the enchanted stocking." That's the end of the first chapter. Like I said, last week, we're reading two chapters in an episode, so next chapter. Tree Tricks. "So the enchanted stocking might be very close?" asked Rachel, feeling excited. You've got a really good chance of finding it." Natalie fluttered up to stand on the mantelpiece so that she could look into the girl's eyes. "It might be more difficult than you think," she said. "Where are the goblins now?" Kirsty asked eagerly. "That's the problem," said Natalie. "When I got here, the snow was as thick and heavy that I couldn't see a thing. I lost sight of the goblins near a tree in the yard. I don't know where they went." Her eyes drooped a little, and the girls felt sorry for her. "Don't give up," said Rachel. "Show us the tree where you last saw them. Maybe we can find a clue that will tell us where they went." Natalie flew down from the mantelpiece, skipped under a lock of Kirstie's hair. Then the girls tiptoed out into the hall and pulled on their coats and boots as quietly as they could. They slowly creaked. They opened the creaky wooden front door and stepped out into the snowy yard. "It's lucky that our parents aren't sitting in the back of the house. They would wonder what we were doing in the snow so late." "Which tree was it?" Kirstie asked Natalie, blinking as the flurries of snowflakes stuck to her eyelashes. "That one over there." Said Natalie, pointing to the apple tree left to the house. The snow was very deep, and it was hard to walk through, but at last they reached the apple tree. There were lots of marks around the tree. "Goblin footprints," said Rachel. "I'd recognize them anywhere." "Me too," said Kirstie. "Now, all we have to do is follow the trail of footprints, and we're sure to find the goblins." "I don't think it's going to be so easy," said Rachel, looking puzzled. "These footprints don't go anywhere. They just go around and around and around the tree." As if the goblins had completely disappeared. She was right. Kirstie walked all the way around the tree. She could see the footprints leading up to the tree, going around it. But there were no footprints leading away. "It's impossible," she said. "The goblins can't fly." She looked around, wondering if the goblins were watching them from the dark bushes that bordered the yard. "Did you see anything else that might give us a clue about the goblins?" Rachel asked Natalie. The little fairy thought carefully. "The only other thing I noticed were some scratchy noises that came down the chimney, but they were coming up from upstairs inside the cottage." "How could the goblins have gotten inside the cottage without leaving footprints here?"
"I know,"
said Kirstie, turning to them with shining eyes. She had been staring thoughtfully at the tree, and suddenly she realized what must have happened. The goblins didn't leave any footprints because they never left the tree, she said.
"I don't understand,"
said Rachel.
"If they never left the tree, why can't we still see them?"
"Because they climbed up the tree instead," Kirstie exclaimed. She pointed to a branch where the tree rested on a window ledge. That window was open.
"You're right. That's how they got into the cottage," said Natalie.
"Which room is that?" Rachel and Kirstie exchanged worried glances.
"It's our bedroom," cried Rachel. "Come on."
That's the end of the chapter. So I will post a new episode, like I said, a lot of the times. The episodes before next Monday. And one last thing. If you like listening to my podcast, The Story Reader, tell your friends about it so they can listen too. Bye.